Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and so glad that you're able to join us this evening on At Home with Victoria. I am Victoria Gaither, your host, also news anchor reporter, as well as media personality. And again, I just want to thank all of you for being so kind as to listen to the show this evening. If you are new to At Home with Victoria, just to give you sort of a quick information about the show, we do a lot of shows with nonprofit organizations in the entertainment community, just regular news, and basically any information out there that I feel that, you know, will really help you enhance your life or information that I think that you need to know. So with that said, if you have a story idea or if you have a small business or anybody out there that you think would be a very good fit for the show, then certainly feel free to email me anytime. You can contact me here through Blog Talk Radio or on Facebook, and I will gladly respond to you at that time. But joining us tonight on the show is someone who I have been very, very excited about interviewing, because this is a situation where this young lady took a tragedy that happened in her own life, and she was able to turn it into a book. And there are many, many, many life lessons to be learned from the book. And the author that we are going to be talking to tonight, and I actually see that Victoria is on the line, which makes me very happy. And her name is Victoria. My name is Victoria. So that in itself is pretty cool. But her full name is Victoria Fowler Endicott. So that's who we're going to be talking to. The name of her book, by the way, is On River Road. If you're interested about getting her book, I do have the information inside the chat room. You can find her book on Amazon. In fact, that's where I ordered it from. Didn't get here, Victoria, in time enough to do the interview, but I've read some wonderful reviews about it, so I do know a little bit about it itself. So with that said, let's see if we can go ahead and get Victoria on the line with us so far this evening. Hi, Victoria, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Well, hello. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on your show.
Well, I am very excited, as I mentioned off the top of the hour, about having you here because when I started to kind of do my research and also talking to your sister, we'll give a shout-out to Kathy Fowler. Kathy sent me a lot of information, as did you. And I was very excited to see the reviews that I read on Amazon are really, really good so far.
Yeah, I was really excited to read those things, too, and also to hear things from people who've read the book. And it's really exciting to me.
Well, let's kind of go ahead and start from the beginning. As I mentioned, that this the book was inspired by something that happened in your own life. So I'll let you go ahead and kind of take it from there. So how did all of this come to fruition for you?
Well, as you said, I took it from a personal tragedy. When I was 18 years old, I was involved in a tragic car crash with my twin sister, Kathy Fowler, and our three friends. And this wreck really turned my world upside down. It was 1987, the summer after we had all graduated from North Union High School, and we lived in Richwood, Ohio, a small town, not much to do. So we had just been driving around, decided to drive to Delaware, Ohio, no real reason, just kind of cruising the back roads. And the road that we had taken was called River Road. It was a windy country road with a lot of trees lining the river, and it was dark. It was late at night when we had gone, and the driver of the car was just going way too fast, over 80 miles an hour, and he lost control, wrecked, and, you know, we hit a tree. Now, alcohol was not the cause of the accident at all. There was just he had been driving way too fast, and now the driver and the passenger beside me, my sister's best friend, both died in the wreck. Three of us survived the wreck, and I was pinned in the car. I had a broken neck, and I had other injuries as well. My sister had broken her back from the lap seat belt that she had, and she also had broken her wrist. So she tried she got out of the car, tried to get to the road to get some help, but
help, yeah.
She had collapsed and wasn't able.
And I didn't want to interrupt you, but I can certainly tell that, you know, it's pretty clear from anybody listening to the interview, although this did happen some time ago, when you retell the story, it brings up all of those same emotions as if it just happened yesterday.
It does. It's really hard. But I think the story is a very important one to tell. And
mm-hmm.
now the... So my sister had, tried to get to the road, but she collapsed. And now the other passenger in the car had been thrown out of the car, and he had compound fractures to his arm and his leg, so he was mm-hmm. unable to move himself. So none of us were able to move to get help. And River Road was a very rarely traveled road. We were off the road quite a bit, you know, in the field, and it was late at night and dark outside, like I said. We didn't have cell phones back then, so there wasn't
right.
any way for us to get help. So it took 7 long hours of us bleeding, screaming, trying to survive before help arrived. And so having experienced this tragedy and the loss associated with it, I basically for over 20 years, it's been 23 years since the accident, but I've had this story in my head. I've always wanted to share it. I felt like it needed to be told, to teach teens, to teach young adults, really anyone, that something like this can happen to them. In the blink of an eye, our friends were gone, and it could happen to anyone. So that was the basis of the book. I had decided to go into the mental health field. I wanted to help some people through their own difficulties. I wanted to make a difference. Graduated from school, got a full-time job, got married to a wonderful husband, went to graduate school, finally had a family, 2 wonderful daughters. And then when my daughters got a little older, because I had been telling people the story, you know, some friends and colleagues and people I didn't know that had seen my scars and asked about them, told him my story, but when I had teenage daughters and they got to a point where they're close to driving or riding in a car with other teenagers, I was terrified at the thought of them
mm-hmm.
Being in the car and whether they were going to be safe or not. So I felt compelled to write a book about it, to reach out to more people than just my own voice could say. And
right.
But I didn't want it to be an autobiography, so I thought it would limit me with what I wanted to do with the book. I wanted to be a little more creative so that I could help inspire and introduce some other things into the book. So I decided to write on River Road as fiction, inspired by true events, and that kind of allowed me that creativity.
Well, let me just stop you there for a quick second, and just to thank all of those that are joining in on the conversation and listening to this incredible story. As you all can tell, that's still very painful to Victoria today as she tells the story. And I do have a few emails coming in, and this is a email from a young lady in Florida. Who says that she's actually followed you, and I guess that she's heard your story before, but she said that this was an opportunity for her, which I think is really good, that she was able to take your story, sit down and talk to her teenager girls during the time when they were in high school and at that moment in their life when they were going to proms and I guess hanging out with their friends and getting your first car and all that stuff. But she said that your story was great because that allowed her the ability to kind of have, I guess, a precursor to her kids to have that conversation about, you know, the dangers of driving too fast on the road. So, and her name is Nikki Butler. So you may know her or may not, but anyway, she just sent me that email.
Oh wow, that's really neat to hear. And I've been getting so many emails and, you know, people calling me or coming up to me and saying the same kind of thing, that it has really been helpful for them to communicate with their own teenagers, because And I intended it to be something that was, entertaining, which is why I wanted that creativity, the ability to be more creative with it. But to really be able to kind of give people a sense of what could happen, of the risks, and then what they could do to prevent them, as well as being able to have some idea of what to do if they were ever experiencing something like the loss of somebody or something tragic in their life.
Well, and it sounded like in the case with Nikki, who sent the email, that she used the book really as a teaching tool or as a learning tool for her kids. Now, did you think when you sat down to write it and all the time that you had it in your head, that you also wanted it to be sort of a learning and teaching tool for other parents to use for their kids as well?
Absolutely, yeah. I thought, I had been sitting down with my own kids and telling them the story and talking about it and warning them of the dangers of, risky driving and everything. But I thought it would be a neat way because what I do in my office, I'm a therapist, and I work with teens and their families, and I see this happen all the time where risky behavior, whatever kind of risky behavior it is really tragically affecting teens' lives. And I wanted to be able to allow other parents to be able to talk with their teens, and that's what I'm hearing is happening, is that parents will buy it and then they say that they're going to be giving it to their children or grandchildren to buy or to read it, and I think I'm just so excited that that's happening. And one thing I'd like to point out, Victoria, is that teen driving wrecks is the number one cause of teenage deaths in the United States, and that's really scary to me as a parent, and it should be for other people who, whether they have teenagers or don't, because the other part of that is that for every teen driver that dies in a car wreck, an average of two individuals are also killed, two innocent victims along with that car crash, and that's scary too.
Yeah, that is very, very scary, and I did not know that statistics in terms of that number myself, but I certainly know that this is something that you're passionate about and that you do follow, so I know that what you're saying is absolutely true. Now, let's go back. So this tragedy obviously happened. You kind of said you always sort of had it in your head that you wanted to write about this, so when was it exactly that you decided, okay, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to write about this, and then from there, I'm going to try to find a publishing company to actually publish this book. How did that process happen?
Well, it was about 5.5 years. I had changed jobs and was in private practice, so I had a little bit more flexibility and with my time. And at that time, my kids were getting to a point where they were at least thinking about getting in the car with teenagers, even though we weren't really letting them until they were 16 themselves. Mm-hmm. But so that was when I really kind of got this need to do it. So I started probably 5.5-6 years ago, but I would put it down and then I would pick it up and back and forth from depending on what was going on, and then it, probably about the last year and a half, I really hit it hard, decided that I needed to get this done because my daughter's now, my oldest one is 17 and a half, but at the time she was 16, so I was like, I've got to move forward with this so that I can communicate to teens now and not wait for another 5 years.
Right. Now, was it difficult for you to find somebody to publish it? Because I know nothing about the publishing business, but I do get a chance to interview authors like yourself from time to time. And some people say that they go the route via self-publishing the books themselves, and others say that they find a publishing company to do that. So how was that process for you?
Well, it started out with an editor that I was connected with, and his name is Mike Johnson. He's an author of, I think he has 5 books, and he really worked with me a lot to develop it, decide where I wanted to go with it, and he had used Author House, a publishing company, and So he really suggested that I go that route so that I could have the creativity that I needed to be able to do what I wanted with the book. And so I hooked up with Author House, and it was they did a wonderful job of you know, walking me through everything and designing the book cover and all of that. So it was a wonderful publishing company to go with. I was glad I made that choice.
That's great. And you know, I'm sitting here kind of reliving or going over a part of the story that you talked about in terms of that all of you had to basically sit there, Victoria, and wait for 7 hours until you were discovered on the road and for somebody to be able to come to get you. And I'll tell you, that's amazing to me because just like you said earlier, you know, these days, you know, everybody's got cell phones, so it probably wouldn't take, you know, nearly nothing like 7 hours a day from the time that if there's an accident to the time that, you know, you're going to get some help just because as a result of that. And people driving by have cell phones and all that sort of stuff. But that in itself, I think, out of one thing that's very difficult for me to get over the story, let alone there being an accident, but 7 hours is a very, very long time, and I can only imagine the type of things that actually go through your mind when something like that happens.
Right, absolutely. And the thing about it is I don't remember any part of the car wreck itself, and I guess mm-hmm. that's probably a blessing because
yeah.
I was pinned underneath the bodies of my two friends and who were, you know, they were dead. And I know that from my sister's accounts that I was hysterical at times, just screaming and in a lot of pain or panic and everything. And I took the memories of my sister that, you know, she walked me through what her experience was, and mm-hmm. and so I was able to recreate that scene based on what she had told me, and that was incredibly helpful for me to be able to do that.
Well, I'm sure it was, and also if I know your sister, and I do know her. That was probably easy for Cassie because Victoria's sister is a in the television news business. So, you know, her having the ability to know details and all that stuff is kind of what she does for a job anyway as a news reporter, news anchor. So I'm sure, you know, that's just kind of funny to me because to know her, I could completely see her sitting there having a conversation with you verbatim in terms of the detail as to what happened, because that's just kind of what she does anyway. But let me ask you about your sister. So I imagine, you know, sisters go through so many, many things together, but I imagine something like that is something that truly, truly brings you closer together, because to share a near-death experience like that is something that nobody in the world can understand something like that unless you've actually been through it. So did that make your bond even closer as a result of that accident?
Yes, much closer. We were, you know, growing up as twins, people would compare, compare us, and, you know, we would have our disagreements and things like that. We were still really close, and we shared a lot of the similar, you know, similar friends, but we had different best friends, and mm-hmm. and we were very different, really. Our personalities were very different. I'm a very introverted person. I'm personal, private, and she's much more extroverted, as her career choice would indicate. But yeah, it did bring us very close, and right now I feel closer now to her than I ever have, especially in, you know, writing this book and all the feelings that were brought up from that and sharing that experience with her as she was telling me about some of those details.
Well, and that is very interesting when you talked about, and it was a blessing for you that you didn't really remember any of the accident. And it is amazing because, like your story, and I've heard other stories and people tell stories on television when they have things like that happen to them, and then they all of a sudden say, you know, well, I don't remember anything that happened. So I've always looked at something like that, that it's truly a blessing. And I just think that it's kind of great that basically, you know, your mind just really blocks the stuff out, because, you know, who really wants to remember, you know, something like that anyway?
Yeah, you're right. And our mind does do that. It protects us. Plus, I had a head injury as well. I had a concussion. That might have played into it as well. But I was alert. I was awake, as my sister told me about. So I do know I was conscious. But yeah, I think we have a way of protecting ourselves. And I did remember a few things, like through dreams and through, I have these moments where my, you know, I'll be in a car or something like that, and I'll kind of tense up because I get this feeling. And I think a lot of that probably has to do with the trauma that I had experienced, even though I don't remember it.
Right. And actually, speaking of that, one of the questions that I actually did have for you, Michael, my producer inside the chat room, he wanted to know personally, did you ever experience any type of nightmares or anything as a result of it? But probably not, because you didn't really remember much.
No, actually I did. I did have some nightmares, but I never really knew if they were bits and pieces of my memory coming back or if it was me trying to fill in the pieces, because I had information. I had some information, but I didn't have it all because I didn't remember the incident itself. So I really don't know to this day whether those were memories or whether it was just something that my mind created subconsciously to, you know, fill in the pieces.
Wow, very, very interesting. Michael K. also has another question, and this is a very good question. He wanted to know, as a result of you writing the book, did it bring any type of closure for you, or if not closure, did it do anything for you emotionally?
Yeah, it was very therapeutic for me to write it. Lots of tears went into the book, and lots of tears went into proofreading the book, and it's kind of hard to proofread when you have blurry eyes, but I managed.
Right.
And so yeah, it was helpful to tell the story, to tell it over and over, and you know, some at least the way that the theory before was to try not to to think about things and stuff, but now with trauma, a lot of what needs to happen is you tell your story until the story no longer has so much power over you. And I say the story,
okay,
but what I really mean is the trauma. And so that did make a big difference for me, I believe.
That's absolutely, absolutely wonderful. For those of you that are joining us, we have another Victoria, that's joining us inside the chat room, and I want to just acknowledge that Victoria is there. So, Victoria, thank you so much for being here. We've got three Victorias on tonight, our guest Victoria, the host Victoria, and Victoria inside the chat room. But we are talking to author Victoria, and she's talking about a very, very traumatic experience that happened to her and her sister and friends as a teenager, a car accident. Took 7 hours before they were actually able to get help. If you want to know more about the story, I suggest that you pick it up on Amazon. Doesn't cost very much. In fact, I mentioned at the top of the hour that I ordered the book. Victoria, didn't get here in time enough for your interview, but I read a lot of really good interviews about it. Now, Victoria, I also know that I noticed on your Twitter page that you've got a book signing in Ohio coming up. So talk about the book signing and how people can kind of follow you if they're interested in your story and kind of what you're doing with it.
Well, I had my first book signing in Richwood at a library there. That was my hometown and at the time of the accident. And it went very well. I was so excited at the turnout that I had. And so my second one I figured I would do in Marion, which is the town that I live in now and work at. And so it's going to be on Saturday, November 6th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Forest Lawn Presbyterian Church. And that's on at 908 East Center Street, Marion. And it's across from the Jersey. For anybody who knows Marion, there's a dairy bar that everybody goes to after ball games, and it's called the Jersey. So it's kind of catty corner from there. But yeah, from 1 to 3 on November 6th. And I'm really excited to hopefully see lots of people that, you know, maybe even professionally that I haven't seen for a long time. Being in the field so long, I know a lot of people, so I'm really hoping that some of those people will come and some friends and then meeting new people. I always love meeting new people.
Well, and I was thinking, too, that, you know, something like your book, like I guess I'm probably assuming it because that's how I feel. It seems like it would do your heart, you know, so good that to be able to be there at your book signing and to be able to have, you know, these people that literally purchase your book and want you to sign it because your book inspired them somehow, or, you know, maybe it was for them, like we talked about earlier, to be able to have a conversation with their own teenagers about the dangers of driving. So that must be just pretty cool to have somebody buy your book and you get to sign it.
It is. It is. It's very exciting, and it brings tears to my eyes too. When I, you know, I see somebody that recognizes me from my book, and they didn't know me before, and they feel close to me as well because of my story and things, and I love being able to follow people. Twitter, I'm on Twitter. I have an On River Road Facebook group. I'm hoping to get that put up on my website. My website is www.onriverroad.com for anybody that wants information about anything from teenage statistics, like statistics of teenage driving accidents, or I want to do all kinds of creative things. It's still in its infancy stage, but to have you know, to have dialogue with people, I would love to get feedback from readers of my book. I just get so tickled when I hear things about, you know, how it has affected somebody's life.
Yeah, I can only imagine, because a lot of times if I have functions, and I'm out there and people will kind of walk up and say hi and say they listen to the show. It's just this awesome feeling that you can actually, you know what I mean, put a face or a voice to somebody that's out there that's listening. So I just know that for you to be able to sign a book and actually, you know, see somebody that has your book, that must be very, very cool. And again, for those of you that are joining us on the conversation, Victoria Fowler Endicott is joining us. She's an author, she's a mother, she's a sister, she's a professional. She's just a wonderful person, and she had a very traumatic experience that happened to her as a teenager, a car accident. And the car accident. Now, Victoria, it was you, your twin sister, and two other people in the car, so a total of 4?
There was a total of 5 people in the car, my sister, myself, and then there was another survivor, and then the driver and the passenger beside me in the back seat, they both died. So
now,
there were
speaking
5
of
us.
That part about it, we do have a question. I'm starting to get a lot of questions in via email. So this is a really good question, because I wanted to ask this earlier, but I had all these things going on in my mind because I'm so excited to talk to you. This question is, the person want to know, do you still keep in contact with the family of your 2 friends who passed away, and how was that for you? You and your sister emotionally after the accident was over, did you go through feelings of why is it that you guys survived and they passed on? Good question.
Yeah, definitely there's that survivor's guilt that that we were both feeling, and that feeling that it, you know, why was it us? Why, you know, why did we survive when our friends had passed away? And so that guilt is very common as, you know, as I work with teens and with adults as well. Anybody that's experienced a loss, especially from something this tragic, of why was it not me? And so I never really came up with any answers from that, just that, you know, that I feel very blessed, and I feel that I have been something to tell, something to share with other people, and it's not almost like an obligation, not entirely, because I love doing it, but this need to share my story to help other people because of it. And with respect to the families, we had lost contact, and it was, you know, I mean, everybody was we were healing. The other survivor was a friend of ours, and he had moved away, and then just recently on Facebook I was able to connect with him, and I let him know about the book and what was happening. He was very supportive of it, and mm-hmm. thought that what me and my sister were both doing was really good. So he's very supportive
That's
of that.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
that's
and then,
absolutely wonderful. You just simply have to love Facebook, right?
Yes, it's great. Yeah, and then the girl that died, my sister's best friend, I had recently run into her, well, probably about 5 years ago, I guess, at a conference, mm-hmm. at a trauma and loss conference, of all things, and she was there professionally, so was I. And I just felt compelled to say something to her, and she was just delighted to see me. She wanted to know how I was doing. We connected with Facebook and email, and have stayed in touch since then. And she's been so supportive.
That's absolutely wonderful. And probably the last question, because Victoria, I've kept you much longer than what I originally said.
Oh.
I told you the show was going. I told you it was going to go by so fast. I've had you on the air for 30 minutes now, and I don't want to push my luck. But I do have another question, and this is also a question that from one of the emails that I received, and they wanted to know about the driver. So can you tell us about the driver of the other car? Did anything happen to the driver? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, there was only one vehicle that was involved. We were just going very fast. He had gone, over 80 miles an hour. And the driver was, he was wearing his seatbelt, but he got pinned in the car. With the steering column, it just, he died instantly, as well as the passenger beside me. So now his family, I've touched base with his fiancée at the time. Her family has been so supportive. I've not been able to reconnect with his family, but like I said, his fiancée's family has been so supportive, and they've gotten the book, and they've read it, and they've enjoyed it as well.
That is absolutely wonderful, and I just think it's so amazing. Out of something obviously that was very tragic in your life, how you were able to take that and to put that in writing and to help other people. So definitely, my goodness, Victoria, kudos to you, because to have to go back in writing as you wrote the book to relive that in itself, I know, just must be difficult. And you did talk about the tremendous amount of tears that actually went into that. So on that note, I want to thank you so much for being on the show, and I hope you had a great time despite what we were talking about, but I know that your message has helped a lot of people. In fact, it certainly helped me, because there are a couple of people, really good friends of mine, that have kids that are about to start driving, and I think that your book is just a vehicle, as I mentioned earlier, to be able to sit down with your teenagers and have a conversation about, reckless driving, or just the dangers of driving in general.
Right. Yes, and thank you so much. I really appreciate this. This has been a wonderful experience. It's the first time that I've been live on the air, so you made me very comfortable. I appreciate that. And I just like to remind people that they can go to my website, www.onriverroad.com, and they could get the book there, just read about it, touch base with me. Also, future books that I might have, I plan on posting there too. So,
Great. In fact, I'm glad you mentioned that, Victoria, because that was another question that a young lady said, will this be the end of your writing career? So we could possibly see more coming from you as well.
Yeah, I what I'd like to do in the future is to take Valerie, which is the therapist in my book, and have her as a recurring character, and then to bring on other teenagers in my book and deal with some of those issues that teenagers face, things like depression or suicide, mm-hmm. or divorce of parents, or anything like that. I have lots of ideas on what I can do. But that way, hopefully, there'll be possibly shorter stories, but hopefully they can reach out to teens as well.
Wow, that is just awesome in itself. And I'm sure, who would have thought, that as a result of that not only one book, but you're thinking of, building on to that as well. So that is absolutely awesome. So when that happens, promise me you'll come back on and you'll let us know so we can help you get the word out. But all of your websites are on my Blog Talk Radio page. And feel free to take this interview and put it wherever you want, because it really gives everybody just a really good snapshot about, the book and where they can find and just all of that good information, as well as you being on the show. So, again, thank you so much, and you're more than welcome to come back and visit anytime.
Oh, thank you. I absolutely will.
Okay. I'll hold you to that.
Okay.
And, again, everyone, that was the lovely Victoria, who spent some time with us on the show, and I'm so glad that she did, because, like I said, this is a clear example of someone who took a traumatic experience in her life as a teenager as a result of this car accident where people lost their lives. Two of her friends lost their life as a result of this car accident, and she turned it into a book, but more so, I think, a learning tool that people are able to read this book, and it's an easy read from the reviews that I had a chance to look at, and you're able to take this book and really use it as a learning tool, for your own teenagers, and just, get some really good life lessons from the book in itself. So I think it's a great Christmas idea, so I think you should put that on your list, and the book is very inexpensive. In fact, you can get it on Amazon, so you can find it on my page or just Google her, and I assure you that her book and the information will come up. And I didn't get a chance to talk to her about the cover of the book, but I like the cover of the book in itself. It's kind of something that you look at, and it's very inviting and certainly makes you want to read the book even more. So, again, that was author Victoria Fowler Endicott, who joined us, and the name of her novel, once again, is On River Road. And On River Road was the actual road where this accident took place when she was a teenager. So, once again, kudos to her. Go to Amazon.com, and you can find the book also. Victoria did say that she has a website herself. It's www.onriverroad.com. That way you can get the book and you can also connect with her as well. I want to thank Michael Kay, our producer inside the chat room, who also had some really good questions for Victoria. I also want to thank Victoria, our other guest that's visiting us inside the chat room. But more importantly, I want to thank all of you out there who took the time to listen to Victoria's incredible story tonight. And again, the name of her book itself is called On River Road. So check it out on Amazon. Very inexpensive book, and I, again, think that it's just such a good read, and you'll really be able to get some really good life lessons from that. So, again, I want to thank Victoria for joining us tonight. I want to thank you for joining us tonight. Michael Kay and I are back on again tomorrow night. Michael and I have lots and lots of good stuff that we're going to talk about tomorrow night about some new and upcoming artists. So I'm looking forward to that as well. Mar just joined the chat room. She says she just got here. She's sorry that she missed the show, and she'll listen to the archives. And Mar, thank you so much, because this show, I definitely, Michael and I were talking about that, is definitely a really, really, really good show to listen to. So the show is on archives. Also, don't forget, you can find it on iTunes as well. At Home with Victoria is on iTunes as a free podcast. And you can go on Blog Talk Radio and click and listen to the show anytime you want to. It's always going to be there. So make sure if you missed it, you listen to it, because just some really, really good information that Victoria gave us tonight about her book On River Road. And again, a special shout out to her sister, Kathy Fowler, who's a television journalist. And it was Kathy that told me about Victoria. So, Kathy, thank you so much for telling me about your sister and also the wonderful work that you and her continue to do. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great evening, everybody. We'll be back here tomorrow night. 8 o'clock on At Home with Victoria. Good night.